Om Shanti. 21st August 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you have the fortune of happiness. By experiencing bliss and being constantly entertained in Brahmin life. Children who have the fortune of happiness constantly swing in the swing of happiness and experience bliss and entertainment in Brahmin life. The swing of happiness will remain stable all the time when the two strings of remembrance and service are tight. Even if one string is loose, the swing would shake and the person swinging on it would fall. So let both the swings be tight and strong and you will continue to be entertained. Have the company of the Almighty Authority and the swing of happiness. And what more fortune of happiness would you want? So, Baba is talking about the bliss and the entertainment of Brahmin life. This is the swing. So this swing is a swing of happiness. It has got two strings. One is remembrance and second is service. One is remembrance, second is service. So both of these strings should remain what? Tight and strong. Even if one is less tight, then there is a possibility that the person who is swinging might fall. And third thing is company of Almighty Authority. And Baba is saying, what more fortune of happiness would you want? So this is what you have got in this Brahmin life. Always swinging in the swing of happiness and experiencing bliss and entertainment. So this swing has got two strings. One is remembrance and second is service. Both of these two things should go on together. When one goes towards one for a long time, automatically that string pulls. When one goes towards seva for a long time, the seva pulls. And the chart of remembrance reduces. Sometimes somebody is pulled more towards remembrance and the seva is reduced. Or one is less likely to have inclination to do more and more seva. So these are the two things of Brahmin life and one has to strike a balance between these two things. Remembrance and service. We have always and often heard this in Murlis, how to keep the balance between the two. And to not to reduce the importance of any one of them. Because it is found that the more one does service or more one goes towards remembrance and starts experiencing bodiless stages, super sensuous bliss, so one feels that one should remain in that stage for a long time and should not come down. And it appears as if service is something that dilutes the remembrance. Because here you don't come in contact with anybody. While in service you come in contact with so many souls. So more safety is there in remembrance. So there is always a tendency for inclining towards remembrance more. And any intense effort maker, when he devotes more and more time for remembrance, when he is drowning himself into remembrance, then automatically this part, service part, reduces. Now there is another thing. Those who are too much engaged in service, they find service very entertaining. Newness in service, bringing creativeness in service, and interacting with so many people and becoming more and more extrovert, and the resultant happiness and the resultant praise, recognition, acknowledgement, name, fame, many things come with service. Because service doesn't remain incognito. One is revealed in service, while remembrance remains incognito. While service is something which reveals you. So, when somebody goes more into service, lot of time is engaged in that. So, for example, somebody has to complete some project. So, they keep on staying awake. Yesterday in our OPD, one sister had come and she said that they are completing one project. And for that project, every night they have to stay up till 2 a.m. Because that project is very important. They are making one film, Bhagirath. So, for that film, so they have to stay awake. And because of that, then the Amrit Vela and all other things they miss. So, the target is peace. So, sometimes somebody goes more towards service, so remembrance automatically reduces. And as I said, when somebody goes more towards service, remembrance, then one prefers silence, one prefers solitude, one doesn't like to interact much, one likes to remain introverted and reading something, or contemplating, or reflecting, or going near nature, not talking much. So all these things automatically come. And then there is a desire not to enter the field of service, because there are so many challenges in service. While one who has sacrificed many things and now is engaged in remembrance, remembrance seems very good for him. But then, the swing of Brahmin life is happiness. And for this happiness, both things are needed. Service also and remembrance also. Unless and until both things are there, otherwise the person who is sitting here, he will fall down. So, trying to understand the importance of service whilst one is engaged in remembrance, and trying to understand the importance of yoga when somebody is inclined towards service. Both things are must. That's why Baba has earmarked the morning time, Amrit Vela, only and only for remembrance, and also the evening yoga time, only and only for remembrance. Throughout the day, you keep on doing your service. Few days back there was a Murli where Baba talked only on one word, meditation. Get up in the morning and do meditation and you will enjoy. Throughout the day you can't do meditation. There are a lot of affairs throughout the day, lot of works throughout the day. So eating, swinging and playing and merrymaking and other things. So remembrance is not possible in the daytime, Baba said in that Murli. But this is a very good thing, that one is not going too much into one thing. And this is very good, because there are some people of this yajna, those who have tried to go only in remembrance. And they went to Dadi and they said that just free us from this service. We just want to devote ourselves to remembrance. But ultimately, they couldn't do much progress even in remembrance. Recently one sister I met, and she said that she is professor somewhere in some college, and now she has taken 6 months leave for increasing the chart of yoga. 6 months leave. But she said now it is already 1.5 months and the progress is not much. In our hospital, many doctors come, junior doctors, and during the month of January, those who have got that rotating duties, morning, evening and night, they say that please give us only morning because we want to do yoga. It's the month of January, so we don't want to waste our time in other things. Or we don't want that sort of lifestyle where there is a morning and evening and night and there is no schedule. So we want fixed duties. So they were given fixed duties. But it is seen that their chart of yoga did not improve much. It remained the same. When they were doing the morning, evening, night, rather they were better. When they had a night, and then they have that attraction for going to Madhuban and doing yoga throughout the day. Or when they have morning duty, they feel the attraction of evening yoga. Or when there is a evening duty, they feel the attraction for morning yoga or Amrit Vela, whatever. So it's not about the circumstances. How are the circumstances? It's not all about that. It's everything about the mindset. It's everything about the importance we are giving. So, this swing of happiness, both things are necessary. On one side, remembrance, another side, service. Service also is very tempting sometimes. Because in service, you get a lot of recognition. One becomes famous. So, this is also a sort of temptation. But there are very great chances that the chart of yoga would reduce during service. Unless and until a very high level of attention, security check is applied. Otherwise, service dilutes the remembrance. Because service makes one extrovert. To remain introverts while doing service is a practice, it's a sadhana. To remain, to do Ruhani drill, spiritual drills during service, to become bodiless, to have soul conscious vision, to have pure vision during service, these are some of the things we need to practice during service. Otherwise, service will make one extrovert. Service will bring one into conflicts of sanskars. Service sometimes make one egoistic. Service sometimes make you depart from silence and come to the world of noise, voice. So, utmost attention to both of these things. Remembrance. Twice a day remembrance. Official timing are twice. Amrit Vela Yoga and Evening Yoga. They should not be missed. One. Then, yoga before going off to sleep. And then, yoga in between throughout the day. So the flame of yoga should be burning all the time. It should not get extinguished totally. And another side, service. Always remember that the greatest of the service is service through mind and not just the gross service. The greatest service it is to make our own stage very, very powerful. The greatest service is to make ourselves very strong. This is the greatest of all the services. And always to remember, whether it is remembrance, whether it is service, there should be silence there, inside, a deep silence within. Otherwise, too much extrovertness is a dilution. We become something like Shakespeare has written a very beautiful line somewhere through the mouth of one of his characters, Macbeth. Macbeth says somewhere, life is a tale. Life is a tale told by an idiot. Told by an idiot. Full of sound and fury. Full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. This is what he has said, a very beautiful line by Macbeth, in one of the plays Macbeth. Life is just a tale. When one is extrovert, one has lost that internal deep connection. So life, something becomes like this, a tale told by an idiot. It is just full of fury and sound, only sound and sound and sound. No silence. Signifying nothing, absolute void. So, swing of happiness consisting of two strings. One string is remembrance, another string is service. And who should be with us? Company of Almighty Authority. When such a thing is there, when such a thing would be there, then Brahmin life would be full of bliss and manoranjan, entertainment. Otherwise, efforts. Otherwise, sorrow. Otherwise, suffering. Otherwise, conflicts, complexities, intricacies. Otherwise, a web, a cobweb, where one is caught in that cobweb. There was a person who used to come to church every day, and he used to pray to the Lord, "Oh Lord, free me from this cobweb. My life has become a cobweb. Jal, free me from this cobweb. Oh Lord, free me from this cobweb. Oh Lord, free me from this cobweb." Every day he is coming and praying the same thing. That father saw that this person is coming every day and is praying the same thing. So one day while she was praying, "Oh Lord, free me from the cobweb," he kept his hand on his shoulder and he said, "First kill the spider." Simply praying is not going to help. First kill the spider. Which is the spider? Who is the spider which is creating this web? In yesterday's, the day before yesterday's Avyakta Murli also, Baba said, stay within the fortress of remembrance. Stay within the fortress of remembrance. Then, if you are already there, just check which door, which window is open. For example, if this is the fortress, we can create such a diagram where we are sitting here in yoga. Vidar is here. Vidar is here. So person is sitting here. So there are two doors. There is a door and there are two doorkeepers, watchmen, attention and checking. Okay? You can show Maya somewhere attacking from here, but it cannot reach. This is Maya. Okay? It's trying to attack this fortress. So, this is a fort of remembrance. So stay within the fort of remembrance and see that all doors are locked. You know? When the temple of Somnath was looted by Muhammad Ghaznavi, one of the priests of the temple, one of the persons, shook hands with Muhammad Ghaznavi and he told about the secret door to the temple. Through that he was able to enter. Otherwise, it was not possible. And there were about, they say, about 50,000 priests and they all were killed. So that's a story that goes. So these are all the doors, windows which should be closed, so that the enemy should not enter. And this is the fort of remembrance. These are the doors. These are the windows. So, swing in the swing of happiness. Keep the company of, and the supreme guard is Shiva Baba here. He is the main guard who is guarding this fort. So, Almighty Authority, keep the company and the swing of yad and seva. Do not tilt towards one, otherwise your swing will wobble and you will fall down. Okay, so this is today's work. Om Shanti.